listening, you have the words of eternal life. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came upon on the sea, so the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. He said to them, why are you terrified, O you of little faith? And he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men were amazed and said, what sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, at today's Holy Mass, we have heard as the first reading from the book of Genesis in the Old Testament, speaking about an event where we as children heard at our catechism, where our nuns and priests spoke to us about it. We all know about the story about Sodom and Gomorrah, of this place of evil, where the evil received its labor, where it grew roots, where it came to reign. Unfortunately, in today's world also, there are places where somehow evil has overcome. There are cities where somehow evil has become settled in, where nothing good or divine or beautiful is found. This is where people live, who believe in some kind of other values, who believe in some kind of other gods, who have some ideals of their own. And some of us present here certainly have had an opportunity to pass through such places, through such cities, and to feel discomfort. Some of us have the experience to live in such places. But in any event, regardless of our personal experiences, we can say that evil is not a joke, that evil is a great danger to human life, a danger to each one of us. We can attest and say, referring to this reading that we have heard, that evil is stronger than man. The people are weaker than evil. Evil is more cunning than us, more intelligent than us. Man is a very short memory. Evil very quickly brings him into traps, into deception, and into ruin. It is very well known that when evil leads man into sin, then that sin, that fall of man, evil takes to throw into his face, accusing the man, as the psalm says, accusing him, saying, look what you are like, look that you are nothing, look what you have done. Evil does not satisfy itself just by tempting us to bring us to fall, to bring us to sin. But by that sin, afterwards, even more so, humiliates us. Is that these are our depressive states, our guilt, where we accuse ourselves, where we reject ourselves, we do not accept ourselves. Those are the fruits of evil one. They are the fruits of evil. I think that we must never forget that evil is stronger than we are. Man needs God. When man is with God, when man is in God, then evil can do nothing to him. Because God is stronger than the evil one. Because Jesus rose from the dead and overcame evil. By his resurrection, Jesus conquered death. And in that death, every evil. And we, all of us who are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are part of that Church of Christ. We are part of that victorious church. We must not, and we cannot, have fear from the evil one. But in this reading, and with such as this about Sodom and Gomorrah and about Lot, gives us a chance to reflect, about evil, about God, and about ourselves as men. You see how Lot had a difficulty of leaving Sodom and Gomorrah. How he had a difficulty of removing himself from that disorder, because the people are in such a way, we are moving into that way, that earthly pleasure, attraction of the world is pleasing to us, because we know that evil in itself is not always ugly. Evil pulls man into pleasure. Imagine people have gone through the experience of drug, the experience of crime, people have earned money in an unjust way, the powerful strains of pleasure, security, when a person is full of money, full of different things, that everybody's looking at you, everybody's honoring you, everybody's raising you to the heavens because you are intelligent, because you have a really big company, you have a car, you have so much evil in the world. It's pleasing to us, attracts us. It's very difficult for us to discern that. It's easy for us to, very difficult for us to pull away from it. That is when God pulls Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's as if he resists it. It's as if it's difficult for him to leave. He's aware of all that, but it's very difficult for him to remove himself. It's very difficult for him to climb to the hill that God is showing to him. Go to the hill, climb high, there you will be secure. Oh, don't tell me that, it's too far away from me. Can I just go to this little town to take refuge there, here, that I have to go so far? Okay, I will move from Sodom and Gomorrah, but can I please go just a little bit closer, here? Okay, God says, fine, then stay here. And this is who we are. How difficult it is for us to radically listen to God, to radically convert, to radically leave behind pleasure, to leave behind this, what is of this world, and be completely to God. We always invent something, we compromise. Yes, that's good, but not just everything. Can I nonetheless just have a little bit? I'll do a little bit, but leave me a little bit into this, my worldly impression of life. Let me decide in a way. Dear brothers and sisters, let us gather the strength. Let us ask God for the wisdom that we may be able to know how to discern in our lives. Each one of us in our own life, that each one may know how to discern the traps of evil. That God give us the grace for radical change, that we may know how to remove ourselves from evil. Let's admit to ourselves that we are frail and weak people, regardless of what our intelligence or vocation or education or nationality or culture or education are. But altogether, we are only people. And we must have the courage to admit that evil is stronger than we are, and to take a step further. We must never be heroes, to put ourselves into a battle against evil, to rely on our own human strength, on our life's experience. We must not be there to turn battle against evil in this way, to think that we are more intelligent than evil, but to admit, I am weak, Lord. Remove me from this situation. Remove me from these temptations. Protect me from this what can destroy my life. All of us, dear friends, have loved Jesus to enter into our life's boat. The boat that is mentioned in today's gospel, that is moved about by restless sea. All of us have sacraments. All of us receive Jesus. In our hearts, Jesus dwells. But I would say that from today's gospel, we must learn that we need to keep Jesus in our lives awake. This is a great gift. He is the greatest gift. There is nothing greater that man can receive as a gift in this earthly life than the gift of the living God. We have the greatest gift, the Holy Spirit. We have the greatest gift, the living Christ in our lives. But you know what it's like when you receive something as a gift, then you park it somewhere in the corner of your soul. You forget that you even have it. And then that gift, that Jesus is asleep. You have him, but you don't have him. He's there, but he's not there. He's there, but he's somehow hidden, and you ask yourself, where? And then you forget him one day, then a week, then a month. There are people who forget him for a month, for years. That they have that gift of the living God within them. And oftentimes it seems that a God not only is sleeping, but is dead, but he's not there at all. Even lose faith in him, that he was ever living, that you have ever received him. We must keep Jesus awake in our lives. And this we accomplish by sacramental life, by regular prayer, by seeking of that Jesus, conversing with that Jesus, the conviction in that Jesus, opening to him our heart, permitting him to ennoble our lives. And we know, and our fathers teach us that that is possible, and we have the experience of the living God in our lives. When the living God is alive, really alive in the human heart, then man has no fears. How Jesus fell asleep with the apostles in the bark. And immediately the waves rose. Immediately fear came about. Immediately some kind of uncertainty came about. Immediately there was a problem. Thanks be to God that they had him right there next to him to waken him. Good thing that they didn't leave him over there somewhere on the shore and forgotten him. Brothers and sisters, don't permit that we leave Jesus somewhere far away from our lives. We forget him, but let us keep him awake. Jesus is the happiest, and he's the most awake in my life. In the lives of each one of us, then man has the fullness of life, then the boat of our lives. Regardless of the waves, of the times, or the tempest, sails in the right direction. Sails for eternal life with the kingdom of God. Yes, brothers and sisters, may it be so for us through the intercession and help of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Queen of Peace. Amen.